This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Oh man, I'm still upset for last episode.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that belong in a bowl, and I'm joined by my co-host.
I'm upset.
You are upset, but what really would help you get over this whole Fig Newton debacle is thanking anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody they know.
And let the record be shown, it's not because of the Fig Newton, it's because of the cheese doodles, and you guys can figure out why by watching the last episode of the Get Comfy Podcast.
Look at that plug. You gotta love it. Now, what I do love is cereal. And
you just love putting stuff in your mouth, don't you?
Yeah, I love putting it in a concave object, throwing some stuff on top of it to get it soggy.
Yeah,
I was going to say something else, but then that would have been too far.
Soggy's cutting it close.
Soggy is better than what I was going to say into this podcast.
What were you going to say?
I'll tell you at the end. I'll leave that there. I'll leave them there. Let them stir.
Just leave it in your mouth. It's fine.
It's okay. We're here today to continue this bracketology of sorts, and we're going to be debating the best cereal. This is important because this is what you start your day off with. Potentially, you're eating a bowl of cereal while listening to the Get Comfy Podcast, 10 a.m.
If you're a psychopath, you're putting in the milk first in the cereal, then don't listen to the Get Comfy Podcast. We don't like your people.
I mean, hey, different strokes for different folks.
Oh, I do different strokes every night and in the morning, if you catch my drift. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And speaking of what you could have in the morning, let's dive into the first matchup. Chocolate Cheerios, plain chocolate, versus
low cholesterols.
Low cholesterol. It's healthy, technically. Yeah. With chocolate and peanut butter Cheerios, something I didn't know existed, but I might need to have it.
I hate both of these.
I'm going Choco peanut butter.
All right, and I'll take your win, even though you never had it.
Yeah, we're just taking a whim here.
Nah. Oh my god, I got hyped for a second. Oh, that's gross. That's gross.
Chocolate Cinnamon Toast Crunch, or Chocolate Toast Crunch, I should say, versus Cocoa Krispies.
Why ruin something that's already good and then make it bad?
Yeah, I'm going Cocoa Krispies.
I hate both of these, but I'm going with Cocoa Krispies. I'm not giving...
It's because it makes the milk, the choco milk, you know, you got a lot of chocolate.
Speaking of chocolate milk, Cocoa Puffs versus Cocoa Pebbles, which one are you going with?
I'm going Pebbles.
I'm going with Cocoa Puffs.
All right, I'll go Puffs. I'll go Puffs. I wanted to see the matchup Pebbles versus Krispies, but, you know, that's either...
Count Dracula.
Versus Oreos.
See, the Count Dracula was the bootleg version of Cocoa Puffs, I believe. Like, your family gets you the third brand option.
Yeah. I also think I tried Oreos, and it was severely let down. Like, right. I had a whole thing in my head of what it could be, and it wasn't. So, do we go Count Chocula?
I say so, but a word of advice. If you want real Oreos, you have bowl of milk and you crush up the Oreo cookies that you already have and you put that in a bowl and then boom.
I was thinking the minis.
You can do it with minis too. I was thinking with the big cookie ones because I'm a fat boy.
I'm thinking minis because it's like cereal already, you know?
Fat. I just want more stuff to put in my mouth.
More stuff. Well, here you go. I didn't know they did this, first of all. Hershey Kisses cereal versus Crave. I've had Crave. It's very good.
I never had Craves or Kisses. Granted, I don't even know Kisses was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. I'm going Crave.
All right, I'll give you Craves.
Crave double chocolate versus Cookie Crisp. I'm going Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp, yep.
It's very good. I love that cereal.
Really good.
All right, Reese's Puffs versus Life Chocolate.
Life is like a box of chocolate. Also, do you remember the commercials back in the day? They had like the raps for the Reese's Pieces commercials. They used to go hard. Give me the Reese's Pieces, though.
Yeah, give me that. Reese's Puffs.
Do you remember when we did a podcast? I think it was last year, and I went to Costco, and I had the big a triple box of, what was it, Fruity Pebbles?
I thought it was the Chet. Oh, no, it was the Fruity Pebbles. So, you had you bought a gigantic box, and you were just eating that for like a week.
That was my breakfast.
Pretty much. Now, chocolate Chex versus Chocolatey Delight Special K.
You do like Chex Mix. This is your...
Honestly, I'm going against everything I say here. Special K Chocolate Delight was very good.
I never had it.
It's very good. Which one are you going with?
I can't.
All right. Special K is then moving on, in my opinion.
No. All right.
Shout out to the K's of the world.
Oh my, no.
Not all of them.
No, pause.
Yeah, rewind that real quick. We got to tread carefully. All right, I don't think this is really a matchup here. French Toast Crunch versus Golden Grahams.
Well, just keep it with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What is this freaking third brand's cousins twice removed shit over here?
A French Toast Crunch does slap.
I never had it.
I'm going
Is it that same as the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, nothing beats the OG. But, you know. Speaking of Cap'n Crunch, Cap'n Crunch versus Honey Nut Cheerios.
I love some nuts. Give me Honey Nut Cheerios.
I'll take Honey Nut there. I'll take it. All right.
Speaking of honey.
Yeah, Honeycombs versus Honey O's. I never had Honey O's. I've had Combs. I'll take that. I'll take that. Right. Eggo cereal versus Frosted Cheerios.
Now, let me ask you a question. Would you put syrup on these since these are technically waffles?
That might be a move.
I was joking.
That might be a move. I don't know.
Give me Frosted Cheerios.
Yeah, I'll take Frosted.
Yeah.
Peanut Butter Crunch versus Golden Crisp.
Add peanut butter.
Yeah, give me that PB Crunch.
With the milk? Oh. Give me the Cinnamon Stone Crunch. Cheerios.
This was Lucky Charms versus Lucky Charms. Churro Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm going Churro. Going Churro. Anything Churro.
That's your people too.
All right. Frosted Krispies versus Maple Cheerios. Haven't had either.
Me neither.
I'm going to go Frosted Krispies.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right, PB checks, but this isn't even a thing. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, all the way. Family size.
Oh, yeah, the family size is important. PB Cheerios versus Cocoa Crisp.
Cocoa Crisps.
Yeah, Cocoa Krispies. I should, because there's a different cereal. Puffs versus Count Chocula.
A bootleg versus the original. Give me the original.
Yeah, give me the OG. Crave versus Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cookie Crisp here.
Cookie Crisp.
Special Reese's K had a run.
Reese's Puff versus Special K's Chocolate Delight. Reese's Puffs.
Yeah, Reese's Puffs. I'm sorry. French Toast Crunch versus Honey Nut Cheerio.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, I'll go Honey Nut.
Yeah.
Honeycombs versus Frosted Cheerios.
I see Frosted Cheerios.
I'll take Frosted. PB Crunch versus Churro Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I gotta say Churro.
Yeah, I'll go Churros.
I gotta go Churros.
I just love the fact that it's Churros. It's just amazing. It's what a time. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Not even a debate. Cinnamon Toast Crunch over Frosted Krispies.
Yep.
We're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
If that's the matchup I think it is, then...
I know. That's what I thought so, too. Oh, God.
Prayers up.
Cocoa Puffs versus Cocoa Crisps. Cocoa Puffs all the way.
Yeah, give me Cocoa Puffs. Yeah. Give me that chocolate milk, too.
Ooh.
Cookie Crisp versus Reese's Puffs.
Cookie Crisp.
Yeah. Oh. Honey Nut Cheerios versus Frosted. I'm going Honey Nut.
Yeah, Honey Nut. All right, real honey.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. BL.
This is the one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros versus Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Both is a. I think we have to do a coin on this one. Would you like to do it since you're a people with the churros?
Oh my gosh. All right. This one pains me because I really want to go both. If like I had to pick one.
Yeah, I know.
If they ever released a cereal that combined the two, I'll be there day one. Yeah. Hey, Siri. Flip a coin. It's tails. The OG is moving on. OG is moving on. Now, Cocoa Puffs versus Cookie Crisp.
Hey, I gotta go with Cookie Crisp.
All right, because I know my number one.
Oh, no.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus Honey Nut.
Honey Nut.
No shot.
No, I'm kidding.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast over Cookie Crisp.
At this point, it's also like, well, how does the milk taste after eating the cereal and the flavor? Yeah. Give me that Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's just going to be. All right, moving on to the blandest matchup of the whole day.
No,
cereal. Oh, it's cinnamon, I guess. No.
The plain one was the Honey Nut Cheerios versus the Honey Nut Cheerios.
All right. So Life Cinnamon versus Cheerios. Just plain cardboard Cheerios.
Give me Cheerios.
All right. I'll take you up on that. Cinnamon Chex versus Kix.
We've been hyping up cinnamon so much in the last bracket.
But whatever we pick from this has to go against Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So it has to be good.
Cinnamon Chex. Just put that.
Might as well. For the memes. Honey Smacks versus Crispix. Crispix? I don't even know. Honey Smacks, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Honey Smacks.
Honey does smack.
All right, what do we got? What do we got next? Kraken Old Brand versus Cornflakes. My mom would always make me eat Cornflakes. She was like, it's healthier. Eat it. I hated it. It was bland. It was nasty. I don't want to even see it go back the next round, but I also don't like oat.
Yeah, what's crackling oat brand? What the heck? Give me cornflakes.
Sure.
Honey Smacks is going to win that.
Oh, Cinnamon Cheerios.
Yeah, versus the OG Special K.
Cinnamon Cheerios. Let's put cinnamon all the way, see if we can get it all the way to the finals.
Flavor alone.
Yeah.
Rice Chex versus Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies.
The Life Original versus Quaker Oatmeal Squares.
My mom loved these oatmeal squares. I can't decide because I hate both of these.
I'm gonna support your mother with this.
Oh god,
oatmeal squares.
You supported my mother with both the cornflakes and these.
You know I have to. Corn Pops versus Wheat Chex. I'm going Pops.
Pops.
Pop.
Pop. Shout out to the community.
Blueberry Cheerios versus Apple Jacks.
I forgot about these commercials. Apple, give me Apple Jacks.
Yeah, give me Apple Jacks.
Oh my god.
That just looks weird. That
oh, it's over. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. We got Captain Crunch berries versus Honey Bunch of Oats. Give me the Captain Crunch. Put it back over there.
Give me the Captain Crunch too. Boo Berries versus Fruity Pebbles.
Have you had Boo Berries? This is the first time I'm seeing it.
I've never had it. I've always seen it, but I've never had it.
I never seen it. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I'm going Fruity Pebbles.
Shout out to John Cena.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We got Louisa Fruit Loops versus the Cheerios. Woo!
I'm going Fruit Loops.
We going with Fruit Loops?
Yes.
Yeah, give me Fruit Loops.
Yeah, apple cinnamon Cheerio. I just... Frankenberries. What the heck? What is that thing?
I don't know.
Quisp. What the heck? Just for the sake, I don't want to see that thing.
I want to see that thing, actually. You know what? Give me that.
Quisp? All right.
No, whatever. I'm kidding.
Well, it's already moving on.
God damn it.
All right. Wheaties versus Trix.
No, call it. It's Whiteies.
Yeah. Okay. Trix, moving on.
Yeah.
I've never willingly bought Wheaties, ever.
Whiteies. Wait, what was the other one then?
What?
We did berries. What was the other berries one?
This is Oops All Berries, Captain Crunch.
Oh, somebody put all the berries all together.
Yeah.
Versus Frosted Flakes. The healthier version of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is what my sister used to say. But give me Oops All Berries.
Over Frosted?
Yeah, they're great.
I'm flipping a coin.
Oh, really? You're not.
I like Frosted Flakes. I was a Frosted Flakes guy.
Oh, my.
Hey, Siri. Flip a coin. It's heads.
Yes,
all berries. Boots on. Wow, that's an upset right there.
Oh no, that's not an upset.
Vanilla Chex versus Frosted Mini Wheats.
I gotta go vanilla. I like my vanilla stuff.
I like Mini Wheats, but I like the chocolate Mini Wheats. Those are really good. Really good. In a second round matchup, we have Cheerios versus Cinnamon Chex.
Bye, Cinnamon Crunch. I'm picking Cheerios if it wasn't obvious.
Cheerios. Okay. Honey Smacks versus Corn Flakes. I'm going Honey Smacks.
Yeah, get Corn Flakes out of here. I don't want to see it.
Cinnamon Cheerios versus Rice Krispies.
Cinnamon Cheerios.
Cinnamon Cheerios. It's all about the flavor.
Yeah. Flavor of the month.
Oatmeal Squares versus Pops.
Give me Pops.
I'll take Pops.
I thought you were going to spite me and go with oatmeal.
No. Apple Jacks versus Crunch Berries.
Give me Apple Jacks.
I'll take Apple Jacks too.
Because we got the berries in the next round, so it's fine.
Battle of the Fruits. Oh. Fruity Pebbles versus Fruit Loops.
Give me Fruit Loops.
Yeah, I'll take Fruit Loops.
Quips versus Trix. Give me Quips.
For real? Or are you going Trix?
Flip a coin. Hey, Siri. Right, flip a coin. Flip a coin. It's tails. It's tails. Trix
wins. Trix moves on. All right, good. It. Now, Oops All Berries versus Vanilla Chex.
Oops All Berries. This is the one I had. Fun fact. Did you ever eat these?
No.
I had Oops Berries and your shit would turn rainbow.
Oh, nice. I got to try that then.
It's really good.
I want to see how that turns out. Cheerios versus Honey Smacks.
Cheerios.
I'll take Cheerios. Cinnamon Cheerios versus Pops.
Give me that flavor.
So you're going cinnamon.
Yeah. I'm trying to make cinnamon go as far as possible.
Apple Jacks versus Fruit Loops.
What are you going with?
Fruit Loops.
Okay.
Take Fruity Loops. Trix versus Oops All Berries.
Oops All Berries.
Oops All Berries. I'll take you.
I thought you were going to fight me on that.
A battle of the brands here. Cinnamon Cheerios versus OG Cheerios.
OG Cheerios. Oh, no. Cinnamon Cheerios. Sorry.
Cinnamon. Fruit Loops versus Oops All Berries.
Oops All Berries.
You're riding this train to the end.
I want Oops All Berries.
Cinnamon Cheerios versus Oops All Berries.
Oops All Berries.
Oops All Berries. In the finals.
Oh.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus Oops All Berries.
What do you say? What do you say?
I'm rocking Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'm rocking Oops All Berries.
This tail, this coin flip, best 2 out of 3.
I think so. I think so.
All right. So you do one, then I do one.
All right. For those who don't know, heads is going to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Tails is Oops Berries. We forgot to mention it. But we did mention it for the first flip, and then we just been going.
Yeah.
Like that. Hey, Siri. Flip a coin.
It's Tails this time.
It's Tails.
Oh, the pressure. The pressure.
You told me to go first.
I know. I shouldn't have. I don't want to say it. Hey, Siri. Flip a coin. It's heads. It's heads. You can see it. You can see it.
I believe you.
All right. So now it all comes down to you. God help me.
Oh, no.
All right. Flip your coin.
Hey, Siri. Flip a coin.
Heads.
It's heads.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch wins. Rightfully so.
Oh, my.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal of all time.
I'm upset.
No, you're not. You've been taking L's lately with all these things. But you know what you could do to not take an L anymore is listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only
BKS,
and we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.